Hey, and a warm welcome to the Into the Light web podcast. And today it is an Ask Joanna and Skylar episode, and it is a juicy one because this is the business edition. So let's get into it. Hey, and a very warm welcome to the Into the Light Web podcast with me, your hostess, Joanna Hunter, metaphysical teacher, spiritual life and business coach, published author, and the high priestess of the Light Web, a spiritual technology that will change your life. This is the place to be to talk everything under the Light Web, from consciousness, relationships, to money, to spiritual business, and everything in between. Hi, so I've had a few questions today all around business, and I thought I'd actually just make an episode that addressed these business questions. So the first question that I'm digging into today is from a lady called Sonia, and she says, I've been trying to build my business for many years, but there have been many things in the way. Four kids, a divorce, end of life of both of my parents, and it would be more to It's fair to say that my priorities have been elsewhere. My question is, am I ready to prioritize my business and will I succeed? Success for me is the means to continue the life that I love. Thank you. So, the first thing that I want to dig into in this question is how this question is posed. Am I ready to prioritize my business? And when we pose that question to someone else and say, well, am I ready to prioritize my business? Am I ready to do this? That here's the long and the short of it. The only person that can truly answer that question for us is us. Are you ready to prioritize your business? Or is it that we have now got into the habit of always putting something ahead of it? Now, all of the things that's been going on in your life, that's not to say that those things aren't valid. Yes, they were important things. They were big things that you went through. But here's the thing. We look for the perfect time to be running our business. We look for the perfect time for all of this stuff. Let me tell you, as somebody who's been an entrepreneur for 25 years, there is never a perfect time. There will never be a perfect time. If there is a perfect time, it's now. The perfect time is now. And if there's ever going to be a time to prioritize your business, it's now. And nobody's going to come along and prioritize your business for you until you prioritize your business first. We have to go first and the universe follows. The other part to this question that I really want to highlight, and something that Skylar teaches on excessively and extensively, is success. We think in the West, we think that success is a random thing. We think that it happens to some people. If the planets align and you're lucky enough, then success happens. That is not how success works at all. What success is when you are not contradicting the base energy. Now, we teach this in my world, we teach this inside the success codes, and it is in the base code. And that's the first piece of these teachings. There's three teachings on success, and the first piece of this teaching is in the success codes. Success is not a random event. If you want to be a success, you can be a success, but it is choosing it for yourself. While you put it into the realms within your own energy of like it's a random event, just like prioritizing your business. Are you ready to prioritize your business? Well, I can't answer that for you. The only person that can answer that for you is you. And it's like, are you ready? Are you ready to do what it takes to be the person that prioritizes your business? And the answer is very simple, yes or no question. But if we leave it up into the question mark and we're willing to ask other people, oh, is this my time for my business? It's never going to be your time until you make the choice and the decision for it. Same with success. Success is going to always be this random event in your life until you make a choice for success and you say, I'm not going to accept any other answer from the universe but success, at that point in time, you become your own certainty. There is these sayings in business that there's no guarantees in life and there's no guarantees in business, but I don't really fully believe that. What I believe is that there is no guarantees in life, there is no guarantees in business, but you can be your own certainty. You can be the thing that says, I will not give up until the success is there. I will not give up until I'm running the business of my dreams. And at that point in time, you become your own sure thing. You become your own certainty, because at the end of the day, all that is needed between where you are right now and running a successful business that is your priority is your choices that you make and learning how. That's it. It's not special skills, things that you were born with. It's literally simply learning how. And then are we willing to put our money where our mouth is and invest for that? So when I made those decisions myself that I was going to be a success and that my business was a priority and that I wanted to create a successful business, I gave my successful business every opportunity and every chance that I had to give it to create that success. And of course, within 6 years, I'd gone from $0 to $1 million applying these principles. And I've seen so many students who have gone all in with me. They've learned from me and they've applied these teachings as well. And now they too have become their own sure thing, where they have become a success in their life. So that's the first question. So hopefully, Sonia, that gives you some inspiration of what is needed to ensure that you're going to have a success in your business and to ensure that your business becomes a priority. But you have to choose both of those energies. And it isn't enough that we choose them once. We have to keep choosing them and keep showing up for them. So the next question that I have is, hi, Joanna and Skylar. This is from Sarah, and she is saying, how can I make my business financially prosperous when my husband doesn't believe in it and tells me how scared he is of us not having anything to our name by the time we retire? I can work on my energy, but not his. This has always been a sticking point for me. Thank you. I love this question. I love, love, love this question, because I've had this question many times and many variations of this question, and for me as well. So one of the big things in you hit the nail on the head, Sarah, in this. I can do the energy for me, like I can hold the energy for me, but I can't hold it for him. The sticking point with this problem and this issue that you have is that you have told yourself an internal lie. And the internal lie is that in order for you to be able to do your thing or be successful or create the business of your dreams, you somehow need to have your husband on board. He needs to be kosher with all of it. He needs to be like super happy that you're doing it. The thing is, that's a lie. That's, you don't need your husband on board. Yes, preferably that would be lovely to have him in agreement, to have him cheering you on and saying, you got this, my love, you can do this. That would be really, really lovely. But the reality in this situation, Sarah, is that he is holding more fear than you. And that means that you have to be the vision keeper for both of you. You have to be the vision keeper for your business. You have to be the vision keeper for yourself. And you also have to be the vision keeper for your husband. Okay, so he has a very valid and very legitimate fear. His fear is that you guys are maybe not going to have money for retirement. I know that fear. I've held that fear myself. My husband has held that fear for him as well. But while I was trying to get my business off the ground, I couldn't hold that fear for him. He had to hold that himself. And what I decided to do is that I'd rather know that I'm working on the problem, right? And if the problem is like, well, we have money for retirement, like I'd rather know that I am working on that problem and actively doing something as opposed to not working on the problem and not doing something. So I began, so it's really a kind of case of head down, what I call head down, bum up. So what I mean by that is like where we just get our head down in our own lane and we just focus on what we can do and what we can hold. And what you have to practice is really ignoring your husband's fears, because that's all they are. They're just fears. And yes, it's annoying. And yes, it would be lovely if he was on board. But here's the thing. Are you willing to become a self-fulfilling prophecy? When you run an online business and when you really, really step up to the bar of an online business and you really step up to the bar of your business, what you're actually stepping up to, in my humble opinion, is the opportunity to have a winning lottery ticket. My business is a winning lottery ticket, a lottery ticket that pays me out month after month after month. Did it take some work to start with? Absolutely. Was there a lot of moving parts? Yes. Was there a lot of learning? Yes. Was my husband super duper 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 supportive in the beginning? Not really. But here's the thing. I chose for myself to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. I chose that I would be my sure thing and I would be my certainty. And I chose to have success and I chose to have these things. And then I began walking that walk. Was there moments of self-doubt? Absolutely, 100%. Was there moments where I was really worried that my husband might be right and that it wouldn't, you know, maybe things wouldn't pan out? Definitely. But I was just so determined that I was going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I kept going and I kept moving and I kept being consistent. And the business started to gain momentum. As the business started to gain momentum, it was a lot easier for my husband to see the potential of the business. In the beginning, when there was like $0 in the bank and zero clients and zero everything, it was really difficult for him to see the potential because he was like, right now, I'm looking at nothing. But even in my mind, I could see, you know, the teachings and I could see so many things in my own mind, but he wasn't able to see those things because they lived in my head. So it wasn't until I started walking the walk and doing the thing that my husband got into a place where he was really on board with what I was doing. So what I want you to understand with this, Sarah, is that, you know, your husband might never be on board at this point and at this stage of your business, but keep going. Be the vision keeper for both of you. Hold the vision for both of you. And you don't have to hold his fears. Let his fears be his fears and be like, you know what? He's scared. And there's not anything that you can do about that fear. You can't talk him out of his fear. That's his choice to have those fears. But what you can do is choose whether his fears are going to affect your game. What I did in my life and in my business is I chose not to allow my husband's fears or anybody else's fears in my world to affect my game. And I kept my eye on the prize and I kept my eye on my focus and I built my business. And as I built my business, it was a lot easier for these people who had fear to be able to start seeing the vision as the vision unfolded. But in the early days, it was me, myself, and I. And one of the things that I talk about quite often to my Divine Planning Abundant Profit students, which are my business students, what I talk about quite often is how proud I am of what I call 2015 Joanna. So that's a version of me back in 2015 that took that huge risk and gamble and moved an established offline business online and then literally had to start again from scratch because it didn't translate. So I didn't have clients from my offline world. They didn't come with me. So I literally began from scratch. And when I look back at that version of me, she's definitely one of the bravest and one of the most courageous versions of me. And I am so, so proud. And one of the things that used to keep me going back in 2015, when I first started and first started building my business, was I had this like kind of like motivational saying in my head was like, be someone today that your future self would be proud of. And when I look back at 2015, Joanna, oh my God, I am so proud of that version of myself. I am so proud that without any evidence of success, without any evidence that this business idea that I had would work, without zero evidence, I still was willing to walk that walk and I was still willing to do the thing. And here I am with all the evidence that it worked and all the evidence that my business is a success and all the things. And now it's easy for me to be in belief of my business and believe in myself and believe in all of the things. But back in 2015, and what kept me going was this idea of be someone that your future self would be so proud of. And today I am that future self, and I can definitely say 100% that I am so proud of my earlier versions of myself. And so that is my best advice for you, Sarah. Don't let your husband's fears throw you off your game. You know what you need to do. It's time to roll up the sleeves. You don't need his rubber stamp or approval to create a successful business. And it's going to be a lot easier for him to see the success when the success starts showing up, right? So in the beginning, we have to do it on our own and we have to do it on our Todd. And don't be resentful of your husband as you do that, because basically it just means that his fears are maybe bigger than yours, but there's going to be other times in life where your fears may be bigger than his. And that's just part of being in a relationship. Sometimes we don't hold equal energy in a relationship. And we love this beautiful lie that people tell us of like, a relationship is 50-50. No, it's not. There are some times where my husband is holding way more energy for our family than I'm holding. And then there's times where I'm holding way more energy for the family than what my husband is holding. So, you know, and it isn't this always the straight down the middle 50-50. So let me see here. We have got another business question here. So Laurie is asking, hi, Joanna and hi, Skylar. I have varied abilities, a jack of all trades. Do I continue to maintain all at a similar level, or do I build one stronger? My spirit team enhances one particular gift at the moment, and it is needed. Trying to bring it to the forefront, is this normal? So what I would say here is, if your spirit team is really enhancing one of these gifts or one of these parts of your business and parts of what you're doing and bringing it to the forefront, I would definitely go with that. And if that feels like something that feels aligned for you, I would definitely begin to go with that. So I really, really detest the jack of all trades, because for many, many years, this idea of the jack of all trades was really pitched to me all the time. People used to say it all the time, and they used to say it in a derogatory way. They used to say like, oh God, you are literally the jack of all trades. And the jack of all trades quote is actually a misquote. And the real quote for the jack of all trades is, jack of all trades, master of none, but still better than the master of one, right? So the idea of the jack of all trades is that you are the master of none, and that somehow that makes you less than. But actually the full quote goes on to say, master of none, which is better than the master of one. And I think if you are a multi-passionate person, you will have heard the jack of all trades quote again and again and again. And often it's used in a derogatory term for a multi-passionate person. It's used to belittle the fact that you can turn your hand to multiple things and do multiple things. When it comes to energy, energy is more potent if it can be concentrated. So while we're trying to spin a lot of plates and do a lot of things, our energy can be weakened in each of these things, and we can actually strengthen our energy by strengthening the energy in one particular area. And how I did this for myself was, Skylar literally highlighted to me that my multi-passions were not random. So although I looked at all of the different passions that I had and all of the different things that I could monetize and turn into a business, and there were so many things, and on the surface, none of those things looked like they maybe went together. For instance, And I've got so many different types of skills and stuff. And I have a ton of experience, and I've also been able to monetize so many of those different jobs and things over the years and different skills over the years. And so, but what Skylark made me aware of is something that they call a golden thread. So when you are a multi-passionate person, the truth is that there will be a golden thread that runs through everything that you do. And how you discover that golden thread is by journaling all your different passions and seeing what they are. And what I discovered in my golden thread was, because I used to make things like cupcakes. I've had a shabby chic business where I did quilting and things like that. The painting behind me is actually a painting that I painted. I paint, I do crafts. Then on top of that, I obviously coach. I do life coaching, business coaching, spiritual coaching. I have been reading tarot and doing divination since I was like 15 years of age. So I've got a plethora of experience in that. There's so many different things that I have massive, massive experience in. And so when I looked at all of it and it looked so random, what I realized was that everything that I do has an element of spirit in it. Everything that I do is spiritual in nature. So like, even when I was like making like cupcakes and things like that, usually I didn't just make like, I made very, very fancy cupcakes that had like individually modeled things on top of them. But everything was about creating, like, even when I was doing the shabby chic business, it was about creating sacred spaces. So again, there was spirit again. And then, you know, when, you know, all of the life coaching and the business coaching was always, you know, I've always had a spiritual twist on my coaching, always. And then I started realizing that that golden thread was just kind of running through everything. When I produce art, I channel my art. So again, it has a spiritual twist. So what I realized was that the golden thread that was running through everything was this idea of spirit. And I think if you, Laurie, if you have a look at what is your golden thread that is running through all of your passions, then what we look is we focus on monetizing that. We focus on that golden thread. So when I started focusing on my golden thread, what I realized was that there was a few things that could actually drop into the hobby box. So I put some of my art things into the hobby box. And what I brought to the forefront was three energies: business, mindset, and woo-woo. And although those three topics are massive, they are now the core of my business. And they all have the golden thread. I coach spiritual entrepreneurs, so they are spirit. Life coaching is always a spiritual, like a reconnection to source. That's how I do my life coaching. And the woo-woo, well, that is spirit all over. And so therefore, the thread, the golden thread, is the thing that I put forward to the front. So what I am getting to and what I'm saying here, Laurie, is that don't worry too much about being the jack of all trades, because chances are, if you see yourself as a jack of all trades, you're most likely a multi-passionate entrepreneur and you're not actually meant to do just one thing. But it's a lot, lot easier if we focus, we have some focus within that. My focus is I serve spirit. That's it. That's the focus. Now that I have that focus, that makes it easier to focus all of my passions and to monetize those passions with the singular focus, as opposed to all of the things that I do looking random. There is no randomness there. And I think if you look at your own passions, you will see that there is no randomness there either, that there is this golden thread that runs through all of it and it will connect it all. And if you focus, make that your focus, then you can add whatever you want into the mix and it will help you to leverage your energy. So my business is no longer without focus. My business has stellar focus. It is in the service of spirit, the spirit of my clients, the spirit of source. That is what I'm in the service of. And it gives such stellar focus to everything. When you find your golden thread, it will give stellar focus to everything, which will make it much more easier to leverage what it is that you're doing in this world. So I hope that helps for you. So that is it for our business edition. And I will be back next week with a brand new podcast. And if you have been listening to this podcast and wanting to check out the Divine Planning Abundant Profits program, it is an amazing channeled business program that will help you to grow your spiritual business or your business with a spiritual vibe. So let us know if you want the link for that. All you need to do is drop below this podcast and you will see the link for Divine Planning Abundant Profits. And I will catch you in the next podcast episode.